You're listening to Camera Dojo, the official podcast of CameraDojo.com, where we help you make the most out of your photography. Today, we're going to be talking to Doug Murdoch from Think Tank Photo, the company that makes the camera bags that we use here at Camera Dojo, and we'll get to them in just a moment.
Hi there, this is Lisa Cook of Family History, Genealogy Made Easy. Have you ever wondered who your ancestors were? Finding your family history has never been easier or more rewarding. Get the tools that will deliver success along with inspiring stories of family discovery on my weekly show, Family History, Genealogy Made Easy, on personallifemedia.com.
We'd like to welcome Doug Murdoch, the president and lead product designer for Think Tank Photo, to our show today. Doug, thanks for joining us.
Thanks for letting me be a part of your show.
Well, I'm a big fan of Think Tank Photo products. I've been using them for quite a while. I use a Modulus speed belt. I also use an Airport International 2.0, and I've recently started using the upcoming Shapeshifter backpack, which I absolutely love. But for our listeners who don't know much about Think Tank Photo, why don't you tell us a little bit about the company and the key people over there who make Think Tank Photo what it is?
Okay. Basically, about 4 years ago, in January of 2005, we started the company. And it was started with two photojournalists and two designers. And the photojournalists are Deanne Fitzmaurice, and currently she's freelance, but she was working for the San Francisco Chronicle. And also Kurt Rogers, who's currently working for the Chronicle. And then Mike Sturm, who's a designer, and myself, you know, we're the designers. And basically, when we founded the company, we decided to do something very unusual, which is that we cut out all the middle people between the photographers and the designers. And so what I mean by that is that in most organizations, there's all sorts of people, you know, marketing and salespeople that help make those decisions about the products. But what we did and what our philosophy is that we should talk directly to the photographers and find out what they need and have that immediately translated, you know, from the designers into real product. And so that philosophy has been, you know, really successful for us, and we are really focused on coming up with innovative, you know, new products that, you know, photographers really need, and in some cases, which just don't exist out there currently.
Would you say your products are geared more towards the high-end working professionals, the prosumer market, the consumer market? Where exactly do Think Tank Photo products fit in?
We are focused on all types of professional photographers. One of our specialties is modular systems, and modular systems, meaning a belt with various, you know, components on your belt, is more of an active shooting system. And many of the professionals out there in the field, they actually don't carry a typical, you know, shoulder bag or backpack. What they've got is one or two bodies on their shoulder with lenses already attached. And what they're using the modular system for is just to change lenses and to access various accessories. So primarily we're focused on, you know, professional photographers and coming up with kind of unique solutions to working situations.
Now, you can buy a cheap camera bag on eBay for about $40, but the mistake that I learned doing this was that they simply will not hold up to the abuse that someone who uses their equipment on a regular basis will put it through.
Right.
Now, as I've said in the past, when you get one of these bags from Think Tank Photo, they just scream quality. The zippers, the handles, the shoulder straps, the interior, all the seams. I never have to worry about any of this stuff breaking. And I mean, if it does break, I mean, things happen, there's defects, but I've never had a problem with a Think Tank Photo product having any type of breakage. They just work, and they stand up to the abuse of a professional photographer who is going to use his equipment heavily on a day-to-day basis.
Right. Well, that's one of the things that we realized from the beginning is that, you know, a professional will use their bag almost every single day, and that's far, far different than the person who, let's say, buys an entry-level camera and buys a camera bag, but the camera bag actually stays in their closet for the majority of the year, and they take it out maybe three or four times. And so, you know, professionals also can be very rough on their equipment because ultimately they're getting paid for photography. And what that means sometimes is that you put your gear, you know, you do things with your gear that you normally wouldn't do because, you know, meeting the expectations of your client or your employer is the most important thing. And so from that perspective, we just decided that we can't have a situation where, you know, zippers are failing or other different problems that you can have with the product. And so we, just as a side note, we use a zipper called YKK RC Fuse, and it's a special zipper where the thread is actually melted into the surface. You can't really see it, but it's the most abrasive resistant zipper in the world, because we just decided we need to eliminate this problem of, you know, having zipper failure.
I know that I really overpack my Airport International to where I can't even get stuff in the outside pockets because it's just so bulging from the inside. But I don't ever fear that the zippers are going to pop. They hold really well. I've never had an issue with them. Now, another thing, we have a poll going on CameraDojo.com right now about how many photos do our readers take on a weekly basis. And the numbers are pretty interesting that there's a big range. About 80% of them are shooting between 100 and 500 images a week. So the people listening to this podcast are out there using their equipment on a day-to-day basis. So they should probably look at a Think Tank photo bag as an investment in their equipment.
Right. Well, really, if you look at the price of camera bags in relation to the, you know, price of the actual photo gear, it's actually minor. I mean, if you look at the price of any good, you know, 2.8 lens or faster or, you know, a nice body, I think our most expensive bag right now, I think, is, you know, $369. So,
right.
You know, it's a good investment, not only to, you know, protect your gear, but also to allow you to access your gear in, you know, new and different ways.
I certainly look at it as an investment in my equipment, and when you compare it to the other things that you're going to purchase, lenses, flashes, and other types of equipment, it's certainly more on the low side of what you're going to spend than being something like as you said, a very expensive lens. Now, you did just come out with kind of a refresh of some of the existing products that you have. Do you want to touch on what those differences are from the originals?
One of the things that we do that's a little bit different is that when we get the feedback from the photographers, we actually change the product. And which means that, I'll give you an example on our Airport backpacks, which have been very popular because what they allow you to do is they allow you to maximize the amount of gear you take within a certain carry-on limit. And so they're rectangular shaped. And these were very popular, but we got some feedback from the photographers saying that the front pocket, the way that we, you know, designed it, wasn't optimal. And so what we did is we came out with a version 2.0, which we changed the front pocket, we made it bellowed, and we added not only a flap, but there's actually a wire cable and lock on the inside. So you can either lock up your laptop case or you can lock the whole, you know, bag to some other object. So we redesigned the Airport bags. We have a version 2.0 of our rollers, which, again, you know, that's basically our company philosophy, which is to listen directly to the photographers and either create new products or make changes to existing products.
That's really fantastic that you listen to photographers and what their needs are and how they end up using the products and then making the products better to fit the needs once the product's been out in the field. I know for me, I love my Airport International. It's almost exactly what I need, but very often we're out shooting and we're taking maybe a bride out into a field or up a hill, and the really small tires are really difficult to work with. So there's one you might want to come out with as a nice big tire kit for a little better off-road performance.
Right. And sometimes, especially if you hit, let's say, gravel or grass, then it becomes really difficult. Now, on our larger roller, which is the Airport Security, we put on that what we call emergency shoulder straps. And because we didn't want anyone to think that it's a rolling backpack, because really, if you've got a roller that's filled with 50 or 60 pounds and you put it on your back, it's going to feel like a refrigerator. But we have had, you know, photographers that have been in situations, like I can think of one in particular, a guy in New York where they closed down the elevator to the press, and he actually walked, you know, 20 flights of stairs with this roller on his back. You know, so I would totally agree that that kind of, you know, product is necessary, you know, to go over gravel and grass. You know, bigger wheels would be a huge benefit.
Yeah, the Airport International is great for what it's designed for. It's just not an off-road case, and no one else has one yet. But when you need to travel, and you need to make sure that that bag is going to fit onto any airline anywhere in the world, and it's going to fit in the overhead compartments or wherever their little square thing is that you have to put things into to make sure that it's going to be legal, you know that if it's in the Airport International 2.0, it's going to work on any airline out there. The other big thing that I really like about it, and you just touched on it a little bit, is the built-in cables that are permanently attached inside. So I know I can go to a wedding, and if my equipment's going to be out of sight, I can lock it to a pole, a tree, or something, and no one's going to be able to walk away with my equipment.
Right. I mean, we had a case up in Portland where a photojournalist had his car broken into. Really interesting. They pulled everything out of the back seat, from the trunk into the back seat, and they stole, you know, all sorts of his equipment, but he had actually locked his roller to the inside of the trunk. And so even though they pulled it through the back seat, they took everything else, but they didn't take his roller.
Oh, wow.
So,
I got to remember that.
Yeah, I mean, it does really, you know, it does what it's supposed to do, which is prevent people from just immediately walking away, you know, with your gear.
That it's a fact. I mean, I lock it every time that my bag is not within my sight. And I don't worry about it because I'm not afraid that the zippers are going to pop or that someone's going to wedge into it. They're going to have to make a scene to get that thing out of there somehow.
Right. Well, I think, you know, we view it is a deterrent. If someone has tools, then they're going to be able to steal almost anything. I mean, they can steal your car. You know, so, but mainly what we're trying to do is prevent people from just walking up and just randomly, you know, walking off with equipment, because that does happen.
Yeah, it's a little obnoxious to be walking through a wedding with a pair of bolt cutters.
Yeah.
And I don't see that happening too often. So for the people that we have a wide variety of listeners, people who travel, who do street photography, who do sports, and a lot of people who do weddings. Do you have some specific product that would fit different styles of photography better than others?
We do. And one of the things we do is we do specifically design products for very certain types of photography, because by making the products more specific, it actually, you know, helps the person that's doing that kind of, you know, photography. So I'll give you a couple examples. We came out with some bags called skin pouches, and basically they are unpadded modular pouches that you wear on your belt. And so there's one really cool thing about these pouches is that there's a flap that goes over the front, and it hooks with hook and loop, but, you know, when you pull off the flap, it makes that sound, that tearing sound.
Mm-hmm.
What we did is we made the bag so you can actually turn that feature off by flipping something down and covering up, let's say, the hook. So now it becomes silent.
Oh,
so
nice.
what that's really good for is that if any sound-sensitive situation, if you're shooting a wedding, if you're shooting a concert, if you're shooting anything where people are taking, you know, video or any kind of audio, that kind of sound will be picked up immediately. And sometimes it's just not appropriate. You know, if you're shooting some sort of, you know, nice dinner event, you don't want to attract attention to yourself based on, you know, the sound that's being created, you know, by your bags. And so the modular, the skin pouches have become very popular with the, you know, the wedding photojournalists. Another one is, for example, it's a new product we have called the Shapeshifter that allows you to take the bag, which is normally, I believe, 8 inches thick, and compress it down to 3 inches. Okay, so this one has a really interesting story. I was actually in the UK outside of the Parliament there, and I was talking to a photographer whose name is Anthony Upton, and he was telling me about his particular problem, which is that when he travels on local transportation and he needs to carry all of his gear, But then when he gets on location, he wants to basically take it out and wear it, you know, with a belt system, two cameras on either shoulder. But he needs to carry his laptop, but he doesn't want to have this big, let's say, foam box on his back. Okay? So we came up with this concept that, you know, with after you take out your gear, you should be able to reduce the size of the photo backpack. And so the shapeshifter, that's how we came up with the name, is that after you take your gear out, you can use this zipper to compress the bag, and it goes down to just, you know, 3 inches in thickness, which means that when you're navigating crowds, when you're shooting pictures, you don't really want anything super bulky on your back. All you need is what's left to transmit your images, which is your, you know, your laptop and your cords and cables and other devices that you need.
What I've actually found, because I've been using it now for several weeks, is unless I have really large glass in it, and I have my typical just day stuff, which is going to be a 17 to 40, a 24-70, maybe a 12-24, a 580EX, a camera body without a lens on it, I don't even have to expand it. I can keep it compressed to that smaller size. It's only when you put some really big glass in it that you tend to have to open it up, or if you're really stuffing the inside pockets full of different accessories.
Right. Yeah, you can keep it compressed, and it will still, you know, hold some gear in there. The other thing that I do, which is kind of interesting, it's, you know, there's always things that we kind of officially recommend, and then there's the unofficial things. So it's like, one of the things that I do, like when I was in New York recently, is I just take off my belt, which is assembled with my lens cases on there and everything, and I just open up the front, and I just put it in there.
I didn't even think about trying that. And then just pulling it out when you're there?
I pull my belt out, clip it together, pull my camera out, and I'm ready to shoot, and I just zip the bag closed. And so that's another way that the shapeshifter can be used as well.
Now, it doesn't, unlike some of the bigger bags, like the airport and stuff, it doesn't have any real padding on it. So this is not something you want to put your gear in and then check it as luggage. This is something you want to take with you and carry with you and gingerly put up in the overhead compartments or under the seat.
Right. Well, it has compartments, like it's neoprene-like material, but it's not very thick. So there's some protection there just to keep your equipment from knocking against, you know, other pieces. But it's not like a super-duper padded, you know, photo backpack. And in fact, you know, none of the manufacturers would recommend that you check, you know, a photo backpack when you're traveling by plane, because with the pneumatic plungers and things that they use to transport the luggage, it's not designed to do that. And so generally what's recommended for that is if you have a hard case like a Pelican case or a lightwear case or something like that.
Right. Now, something you haven't mentioned, which I actually find very useful, is it comes with straps that you can attach so that you can also mount your monopod or your tripod to the back of it for when you're walking around.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we did it in a very clean way, and it does come with some removable straps. Again, you can add a tripod or a monopod to the front. You can take it on and off really quickly. It's a very simple system to attach it, which I think is important when you're trying to get it on and off really quickly. So, for example, with the monopod, the bottom of the monopod or two legs of the tripod just fit into the bottom pocket. Then there's two straps to locate it in position. But that lower pocket can also be just used as a regular bellowed pocket if you're not carrying a monopod or tripod.
Yeah, I'm really happy with the design. I walked all over San Francisco 2 weeks ago with it, and it was very comfortable. And I thought it was actually going to be colder, so I had a jacket. I ended up squishing the jacket and stuffing it in the backpack, which meant I had to expand it a little bit. But after walking around all day with all my gear, one thing I noticed versus my older backpack is my back wasn't sweaty. And there's some really nice padding on the back to keep you comfortable, but there's also some good channels in the way it's designed, so you've got lots of airflow so that you don't get all sweaty just because you're carrying a backpack.
Right. Basically, the way it works is that if you're carrying a backpack or anything else and you have direct contact, 100% contact on your back, then there's nowhere for your perspiration to go. And so what we did on the stealth bag is we created a design that has these air channels, essentially, that even when it's on your back, it can allow some airflow to happen between your back and the backpack. And it does really help to create a situation where the heat's being dissipated properly.
Yeah, I found it very, very comfortable. I think I walked around for like 6 hours with it. Mm-hmm. I was very impressed, very comfortable. You can adjust the straps nicely. The has a sternum strap to go across, also has a waist belt to go across. So you feel very secure when you're holding it, and it really balanced the weight out nicely. So I'm a big fan. Now that's become my standard day pack, and then my big, you know, location pack, which all my stuff for weddings is in my Airport International. So right. I think I have finally found a bag that suits my day-to-day needs as well as just my big shoots needs. So anyone who's looking for a big back or a nice backpack, it's not big, but it you can store quite a bit of stuff in it. I'm a huge fan of the Shapeshifter now.
You know, there's another cool feature on there, which is that you can take one of our Pro Speed belts and you can attach it to the backpack. There's this flip down. There's a pad on the bottom, but it flips down and it Velcros under the bag. So what's cool about that is you can be wearing it and you can have our Pro Speed Belt on with the modular components, and the belt can actually take some of the weight off of the backpack. But then, let's say for whatever reason you need to keep shooting, but you need to take off the backpack. What you can do is put your hands to the back of the backpack. You can flip down that Velcro, and you can pull off the backpack while keeping your modular belt on.
I didn't realize that was Velcroed on there.
Yeah. It's actually a great feature, because what happens is that, let's say you're shooting, and all of a sudden you need to transmit, you know, which is a common situation for photojournalists, right? What you do is you keep your cameras on, you keep your belt on, you keep your, you know, your modular components, and then you take off the backpack, and now you've got access to your laptop and your other accessories that you would need to, you know, edit your photos and then transmit immediately.
Now, speaking of the laptop for a second, you can fit up to a 17-inch laptop in this thing.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's not just a small one. I carry a small Dell XPS. It's really small, but you can fit a huge laptop in this thing.
Right.
And it's nice and padded as well.
Yeah, but, you know, a lot of times for me, you know, sometimes I'll carry a laptop, sometimes I won't. So I'll use that pocket for, you know, my rain jacket. I'll use it. Commonly, I always carry paperwork and things like that as well.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so I'll use that back pocket for other purposes if I'm not carrying my laptop.
Now, one question for you, and I've noticed it with the equipment I have, but does pretty much every Think Tank photo bag that you have come with a rain cover for it?
Almost every single bag. I mean, we have some accessories that don't have the rain cover, but I would say it's like 97% of all the products come with a seam-sealed rain cover, which I believe we were the first company in the photo industry to actually seam-seal the rain covers, which is the same technology they use on rain jackets. One of the special things on the Shapeshifter is that it's actually the rain cover is designed to work in two different positions, which is the compressed position or the expanded position.
So that, I think, is a huge selling point in that virtually all these things that you have, from my speed belt system to my backpack, if it starts getting to be a little inclement, I reach into one of the pockets, I pull out all the rain covers, and I'm good to keep going.
Right.
Now, talking about the Velcro, the only one piece that you still have left that's really annoying is your compact flash card holder. I always have to remember to switch cards before the ceremony starts, because there's nothing worse than rip right in the middle of a ceremony.
Yeah. Huh, that's interesting. Yeah, maybe we could use that same feature that we have on the skin pouches so you can turn that on and off.
I think magnets. Possibly magnets.
Cool.
Yeah, it's just a thought. I'm just throwing it out there.
So, no, that's a good idea.
Because that's, of all the things, that's like the one last thing that I go, oh, I forgot to pull out a card before the ceremony started.
Right.
And so I'm like running into the back, trying to do it quietly, and it's such strong Velcro. It's not cheap stuff. This is good quality Velcro, so it's got a little noise to it.
Yeah, I'll have to think about that. Maybe that's version 2.0 in the future.
Well, there you go. See, just throw me on your design board for a year. I'll kick you some ideas, no problem. So what can we expect to see from Think Tank over the next year? New stuff or just changes to existing things?
We're always coming up with new things.
You have a huge product range already.
I mean, that's what we're, you know, that's the philosophy of our company, which is, you know, Think Tank. And, of course, we're just launching the Shapeshifter. Basically, it'll be available in December.
Put that on your Christmas lists, right?
Yeah, put that on your Christmas list. We also have some other new backpacks that are coming out, which should be released in early December as well.
Without giving away too much, can you kind of give an idea of what type of style or who they might be good for?
What they're for is essentially they are very thin vertical backpacks that are designed for really walking in urban environments and crowded situations. And so the contrast would be is if you look at our airport backpacks, those are designed to carry the maximum amount of gear in a set size. Okay, and the rectangular shape of those is superior for doing that. But these backpacks are much more narrow vertically, and it's just a different kind of configuration on your back. But we will have those in December, and then let's see, we have some other products as well. I mean, one of the things that we do is that we launch products like every 3 or 4 months.
Yeah, you do a lot of product releases.
Yeah, I mean, we don't follow any sort of, you know, set schedule of, you know, trade shows or anything like this. And so, I mean, you can always expect something new from us every couple months.
I would imagine we're going to see pretty much everything at PMA, right?
Oh, yeah. You'll see everything at PMA.
Now, you kind of mentioned the new backpacks being good for, you know, walking around doing street stuff. Are they going to be less camera bag looking, kind of in the way that the urban disguise, you know, you can carry a lot of stuff, but it doesn't really look like a camera bag?
That's a good question. I mean, I guess you'll have to be the judge when they're released. I mean, when I look at them, I don't think that they look like a traditional camera bag, but I don't know, it's an interesting situation because people get used to looking at bags in a certain way and they can recognize it, you know, as, you know, having electronics in there. I think a lot of that has to do with the foam and the bulk that's created with most photo bags. And so, you know, one of the things that I recommend to people often, depending on what they're doing, it's like, because they'll say they have a particular favorite backpack, let's say it's North Face or something like this. I say, well, that's great. You know, go buy the backpack you really love and fits you really well, and this is particularly true of women because there's not too many backpacks really made for women. And, you know, buy our modular system or buy our modular components and stick them into that day pack. And I know that's really kind of unconventional wisdom, but if you want something that doesn't really look like a traditional, you know, photo backpack, and you want a lot of features and benefits, you know, you can get from buying like a Marmot bag or an Osprey or a Gregory or whatever brand, that's one tactic that you can use, and lots of people do that.
That's a great idea. I mean, I know I don't have an issue walking around with something that looks like a camera bag because I'm not really in an environment that it would bother me, but there's certainly other people. I mean, it's obviously big enough that you have a whole line of products just for that.
Right. I think one of the things about photography is that you end up being in so many different situations that you do need different types of, you know, bags for different situations. And what's, you know, appropriate in downtown San Francisco may be different than what you would use in, you know, downtown Mexico City. And so in that sense, you know, you have to choose things that are really flexible. And you know, our modular system has that kind of, you know, modularity and flexibility built into it. And in fact, you know, we have people that even take our airport backpacks, you know, rip out the whole interior, and then just place all the modular components on the inside.
Well, that is one thing I absolutely love about the Airport International is I can keep moving the pieces around to get something that I really like configuration-wise. And
right.
I'm constantly changing it as I, you know, decide which lenses I'm going to take somewhere, or I change equipment for whatever reason. I just keep moving stuff around to accommodate. And that's something I didn't have in the cheaper camera bags that I had tried, is you got what you got, and that was it.
Right.
So I think we've kind of covered the whole gamut of what Think Tank Photo is all about, and I'm going to put you on the spot. I think we're going to actually give a lucky listener a shapeshifter. Is that what we're
okay.
going to give away?
That's what we're going to do.
So I think what we'll do is we're going to tell everyone to go to thinktankphoto.com/shapeshifter and get some of the information that's there. Of course, we have a big review on cameradojo.com about the shapeshifter, which is now my favorite bag, I got to say. I love it. Maybe some of these new ones will be different, but for right now, this thing is awesome. I'm a big, big fan of it. And what I want everyone to do is send an email to podcast@cameradojo.com and tell us who the other photographer is that did a field test of the shapeshifter already. And just send that to podcast@cameradojo.com. This information will be in the show notes. And I think right after Thanksgiving sometime, maybe, well, we'll just do it December 1st. How's that? December 1st, we'll pull a name, and someone will get a nice Christmas gift with a shapeshifter in it.
That sounds great.
Well, Doug, I thank you so much for taking the time to come on and tell people about the products. I can get in and I can do articles and product reviews, but kind of hearing it from the source I think is good, and kind of finding out what makes Think Tank Photo tick is important to people who are going to make an investment in their equipment.
Right. Well, I really appreciate you having me on your show.
Well, anytime. Hopefully we'll get you back on maybe sometime in December when you announce the new bags.
Sounds great.
All right, Doug. Thank you very much.
Okay. Thanks, Jerry.
That was Doug Murdoch, the president and product designer from Think Tank Photo, one of our favorite camera bag manufacturers of all time. We absolutely love their products. David and I both use them extensively. So, again, contest rules, go to thinktankphoto.com/shapeshifter, get the name of the other photographer that they have listed as doing a product review, and send that information to podcast@cameradojo.com. A link to that email address will be in the show notes, but podcast@cameradojo.com, and on December 1st, we're going to pull a name, and we're going to send them a free Think Tank Photo shapeshifter bag. This has been Kerry Garrison with CameraDojo.com. You can visit my work at L7Studios.com, and we thank you for listening. We'll catch you next week.